The knot that I'm demonstrating now is called the cape knot. This knot is very similar to the eldridge. You could almost say that it's a half eldridge, but there are some differences at the end, as we will see. As always, this video is mirrored for your convenience. So we'll have the thin end on the right, the wide end on the left. This is a thin end knot, meaning that most of the tying action will be done with the thin end instead of the wide end. So we'll start by creating our dimple in the wide end to give us a nice round base to work off of. And as with the eldridge, this knot is tied very similar to the half Windsor. So we'll start by taking the thin end and bring it over the wide end to the left, and then back around the wide end to the right. Next, we'll take the thin end, just like with the half Windsor, through the hole near the collar from the front and pull it off to the left. Then we'll take the thin end around the front to the right. Now this is where we start to differ from the half Windsor. We now take this thin end, and when we bring it up through the hole from the back, we'll bring it off to the left. And now we'll bring it around the back to the right, and we're going to pull it through this loop. Now this is where we really start to differ from the eldridge, whereas with the eldridge we would make another wrap. This we're going to take, and you can see there's this, well, hope you can see, there's this loop in the back here. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring this through the hole in the collar from the front, and then through this loop in the back. This is where we start to differ from most of the other thin end knots, whereas usually you would bring the rest of the thin end up into your collar to hide it. This actually goes down the back of the tie, and it actually looks very similar to a standard tie knot. So now we'll dress the knot to make it look all nice. We'll cinch it up the wide end, as with all thin end knots. And that is the cape knot, so called because if you look closely, the thin end almost forms kind of a cape around the wide end. This is probably my favorite knot, actually. It's very simple to tie as far as the thin end knot goes, and it just looks great. Nice and simple, nice and classy. That is the cape knot.